staying with the packaging, yeah. The colours, the yes, design. Yeah.
The way it came about was, when we were going into packaging, with the engineering section, and Jonathan in particular, would look at packaging machines, which we would pick up information from other biscuit manufacturers around Europe and in England particularly, and we'd monitor what they were doing. As far as I can remember, it was all very amenable. We could go to a factory, it mightn't be in our group, but we'd go to a factory and they would show you what they were doing up to a point. And we learned about biscuit machinery and things like that. And then we'd call in one of the biscuit wrapping machine manufacturers and eventually arrive at a machine that suited our requirements. They would produce a technical drawing for the packaging, which would comply with the parameters of the wrapping machine. And those drawings we would get. Eventually I was looking after those under Jonathan. And what we used to do is send those... I'd have to stop for a second as I collate this. How did the designs come about? Our marketing department would be in charge of that area, and they would use design houses in Dublin or in England. And I would send over, through the marketing department, the machine drawing that we had received from the machine manufacturer. Yeah. Now, we found over time, not a very short time actually, that they couldn't interpret these drawings. I don't know why. You own a studio, you might have a young artist coming in, a commercial artist, but they couldn't quite grasp what they said. They sent us in the machine drawing. So I sat down, actually, I did it myself, actually. I worked out a grid layout, a much simpler thing, a flat piece of paper, indicating the print area that they could work in and the panels that they could work within and what it would like. We'd mock up a packet, yeah. Plain paper, mock it up, and let them work on the grid pattern to fit that packet. And that solved a heap of problems for us with the design houses. Because, understandably, they were doing all sorts of other type of designs and they wouldn't specifically understand machine drawings. Not knocking them or blaming them when I say that. It would be a case in point. But this helped overcome that problem, along with a mock-up of the packet.
Okay, so you were, in fact, responsible for the actual design.
Not the actual design,
but the size of the design.
Yeah, well, the machine would dictate that, and all I had to follow was what they laid down.
Yes.
You know. Now, it was as simple as that.
Yeah, and the marketing then, had to be, I suppose, kind of, who came up with the idea, the ideas of...
The very beginning, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I suppose that came about through marketing and maybe some subcommittee within the company. Yeah. They'd say, look, we must do something about arrowroot or fig roll, for instance. Our sales are falling away. We're not doing very well. And this is now, we'd be in the packet era at this stage. Let's design a different packet. And this would be the concept for it in the first place. We'd get some draft outlines from a design suite that we're using, and they'd mock up a few on flat, like that type of thing. And they would say, yeah, that's got an idea. Well, let's take it a stage further, and we give them one of these. Marketing would have one of these, and they'd produce, along with a mock-up pack, and the design studio would work something on that for them. They might do two or three of them before the marketing people would say, yeah, we're happy with that, or we'll take something out of that and out of that and put it into this, you know.
So the concept came from within, Jacobs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was sent out for printing.
Correct.
And then it came back again.
Yeah.
In-house.
It did. It came back.
And when it came back, yes.
This is where my worries used to start. Printing in those days, it was all on reels. It came in reel form. And the machines were obviously taken off and wrapped around the biscuit and on out. The initial orders were always my responsibility to see that they came in and ran properly. I would have, before this, have had a look at proof sheets initially to see was there any flaws in the printing area. And if there wasn't any flaws, we'd take it to the next stage and we'd probably proof on press. In the interim stage, this was in the printing houses. There was cylinder engraving had to be carried out with a method of gravure printing, and I sometimes would go to the process house to follow that through. Generally speaking, when we got the proof sheets, we knew things were going well, and we'd say, look, we'd have a final view on the printing process, we'd proof it on press, and by then you could make minor colour adjustments if you chose to get the tone of the business colour right or whatever, you know. A little bit subjective in many ways in that area, but the hard parameters were always correct. They had to be, otherwise it wouldn't run on the machine.
Yeah.
So the reels would come in,
and
they're going to store. And what we would try and do, we didn't always succeed in doing this because we had the existing stock running quite well. And then we try and get one of these new reels out, just offer it up to the machine to make sure there was no problems with it. There was, apart from cut off the length, I mean, accurate, we had to, the film, the sealing temperatures were involved, the coatings and all this jazz, and these machines were running not very high speed as such, but probably around about 60 or 70 packets a minute, whereas some, and these would be, I say it's all up here, but to get it out to you, horizontal form machine, filling machines, that is where the biscuits travel along like in a straight line and through the machine, the machine wrapped them in a continuous process. The other ones where the biscuits were taken off by girls off the oven band, taken by hand, put onto a feeder on the wrapping machine, and they had a big drum on the wrapping machine, and the pockets would go in and the reel would match up with the bit pocket coming around, and these would be cylindrical packets.
Yeah.
You know, like gold grain or the round package.
Oh, I see.
Mikado and coconut and Kimberley and fig roll were all horizontal, what we call horizontal filled packets. They came along a belt, the biscuits, in pre-packed trays, which the girls put the biscuits into the trays. They would form four packets in, four cavities in the tray, and they'd load up three biscuits in each cavity or whatever, and that would feed onto a conveyor belt and into the wrapping machine.
Oh,